Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And here we are, week 12.
Yep.
And...
Well, and this is going to be...
Thanks for the enthusiasm.
Woo! Yeah, it's a party. But this is going to be the last one for a couple weeks.
Because yeah.
We're not going to be able to do it next week. There's no way.
I take my students to camp for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the wilderness. No internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because the week after that is Halloween.
But we've been so good. We've been weekly for like 3 weeks.
For a while. So, yeah. You know, don't get used to it, listeners.
Yeah.
You'll be disappointed.
Yeah. And we will announce the contest results at the end of this
podcast, right?
And we really appreciate anybody who commented and mm-hmm. entered our fabulous contest.
Yes.
You're
all winners.
You're all winners.
Except only one person actually gets something tangible.
Hey, they got to be acknowledged.
That's right.
Or they will be acknowledged.
Yeah.
What should we talk about first?
Well, I think we should talk about the Scooby-Doo gang first. Get that, because that was pretty self-contained. Everything else kind of bled into all the other storylines, and that was pretty much in and of itself.
Yeah.
And aren't we glad that it's all done?
Oh.
We're pretty sure it's done?
I think so, but there was an inkling that it might not be.
I know, and I was just like, no! God!
I mean, the gist of it, in a nutshell, is... Daniel
did a switcheroo.
He did do a switcheroo. He and Victoria have been working secretly, even secretly to us.
Right.
I think the writers were like, okay, the viewers have had enough of this crap. Let's just write this now.
Yeah, let's just get it
let's
over
Let's tie it
with.
Up in a package.
Right. But hadn't you said before that you thought that Daniel... You know, had a real Taroni, had another forgery somewhere. It had to be.
Yeah, I thought it made sense that
if he could,
you know, forge one before, he could forge another one.
That's right.
In apparently record time mm-hmm. in the bathroom when no one else knows.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
So
he had hidden it. No.
Kevin had hidden it. At the coffee house, and we said what a lame place that was.
Yeah, really bad. And then Gloria stole it.
Of course.
A big surprise to no one.
Mm-hmm.
Except Kevin, who then, when he
was... Was like, oh man, it's gone! My awesome hiding place!
Yeah. Out in the middle of a public space that is frequented by hundreds of people every day.
By your greedy mother.
Yeah, right.
And stepfather. So...
Well, no, they're not married. They're just...
They're not?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, I guess they are. They're living in sin?
Yes. Yes, they are. And they're going to go straight to hell.
Gloria's the ultimate shack up, honey.
Oh, God. Ew.
Yeah. Anyway, so Gloria steals it. Then her and Deacon kind of meet, mm-hmm. and he's like, okay, I'm going to go get it appraised now.
Right.
You can come. And so she goes up into his room at the athletic club,
mm-hmm.
and... Victoria's there, and she brings an appraiser,
mm-hmm.
and
at some point, Deacon swaps out
the poster tube that it's in.
Right, and so Gloria, when she goes back...
He's like, he hands it back to her, and he's like, okay, I'll give you your reward when mm-hmm. I get paid.
When my buyer pays me, then I'll pay you.
Yeah.
And she seems to think that that's... fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh, hell no.
And at that time, I was like, wow, he just handed it right back to her. Okay.
Well, at that point, I thought, okay, that he mm-hmm. had swapped it out and that, you know, because there was that little nanosecond of everyone's back was turned.
And I thought, you know, I was like, okay, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, so then she goes down to sort of have celebratory dinner with Jeffrey or something.
Yeah, gross.
And
Jeffrey's clueless.
Yeah, he knows something's going on, he just doesn't know what.
He doesn't know what.
And he kind of takes a poster tube and opens it up, and it's a sweet clown painting that says, you lose.
Right.
Which she totally did.
That's true, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's accurate, okay.
You know what? There's no way that I felt bad for her at all.
No, not even slightly.
I have no sympathy for her in anything anymore. I used to be pretty sympathetic, and...
No, she's lost all sympathy for me. She is going to have to go to great lengths to bring back my fandom.
I'm
just tired of Gloria.
I still like her outfits,
Why doesn't she go into contract negotiations and disappear for a few weeks and come back fabulous? That would be okay with me.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Her clothes are pretty good, though. I will.
When she has money, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then...
Meanwhile...
Back at the coffee house.
Yeah. So the appraiser appraises it and says, yes, this is the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And...
At the same time in the coffee house, Daniel is there mm-hmm. with Jana and Kevin, and he tells Kevin to call Michael and mm-hmm. the police.
Right. And have them all meet back at the coffee house. It's like, oh my god, okay, fine.
So pretty much the gang's all there.
Right.
Except Amber, because
Amber's
she's been playing
a
Deacon.
Stupid twat.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was really irritated at Amber, because she kept, you know, fingering that necklace, and I'm just like... Pick one.
I didn't blame her at all.
Oh, yeah.
you know,
I want her to dump Daniel. I want her to hook up with Deacon and go bad and just admit mm-hmm. it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fact that she clearly wants to and yet doesn't is just, just ridiculous.
Totally. Deacon gave her a speech, like, you know, right around that same exact time in her, you know, room at the athletic club or something. And... He was like, why do you want that mama's boy Daniel? You know, don't you want a man who's a man?
A manly man.
With money, who can buy you all the things you need and you can travel? And, like, my husband was right behind me, you know, like, in the kitchen. And I was like, damn straight she does. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, Amber and Deacon need to be together.
Yeah.
I was like, Deacon is a man.
Yeah.
And Daniel is a boy.
Barely even that.
And I did really like Amber's little schoolgirl kind of...
Her little outfit was super cute,
yeah.
But there were times when she looked so hard and flinty, and it was like, oh, wow, you are a grown-up. You're not pretending to be a mm-hmm. little girl. You are a nasty bad girl. Nice!
Well, the thing that I got surprised by was I was reading the comments, like, on one of those episodes, and all these people were like... Amber looks fat in that little skirt, and she's too old for that outfit. And I was like, Amber's, like, totally cute
and
thin
she looked
and
adorable.
Blonde, and I totally wanted to go out and buy that outfit the next day.
Well, I was kind of thinking, it was like, oh yeah, Lindsay'd wear that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, sweet, I can pull out my pleated skirts now.
Right. Exactly.
It's finally back.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know, I was kind of shocked. So I think
I mean, it's definitely a look, and, you know, there's appropriate places to wear it, but, you know.
I was, you know, I think I tagged
Amber,
in, like,
fine.
You must be fat. You know,
oh, nice.
I know, I was, like, reverted back
to
middle school.
That's lovely.
That's where I teach.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, when they're back at the coffee house and the police come, it's kind of like, it's like a total Scooby-Doo moment, like, where they pull the mask off.
Right,
and they
off
just
the old man.
Totally
and...
explain everything, and somebody goes, well, what about this? Well, that
we
was...
We can answer it with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so basically, he and Victoria were in cahoots,
mm-hmm.
and so was Victoria's...
expert.
Uh-huh.
The appraiser guy was actually the guy from the museum from which the painting had been stolen originally.
Yeah, so he told Deacon that that fake Tarone Daniel had painted
mm-hmm.
in the room was real. And then Deacon switched it.
No. Deacon went to sell it to his buyer, who was this kind of shady,
old
mafia-like
kind
of guy.
Yeah.
And
but he wasn't greasy. He was just sort of old, scary dude.
Yeah.
Even his
bodyguard, muscle guy, was not very threatening at all.
No.
But, you know.
You got the impression, though, that...
He could make Deacon disappear, and he would be disappeared for good.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And so Daniel sort of explains it, and Victoria explains it, like, oh, and so here's the real painting. And then the museum guy is like, and we would also like to present you with a check for $25,000.
That we just happen to have right now. And I waited for it to be, you know, for him to pull out, like, one of those huge
novelty checks.
I know,
I totally was, too. I was like, like, in the middle of the coffee house.
Right,
like, where's the press conference here?
Yeah, it's behind the jukebox.
And the annoying hawker, or whatever that annoying FBI agent guy, he's nowhere to be found. It's some other
They suddenly have new police
who
faces.
Who far more competent.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of waiting for us to see Hawker, or whatever that guy's name was.
Hawker.
Hawker, there you go. You know, I wanted to see his, like...
Oh, his comeuppance.
Comeuppance, yes.
Although I did think it was funny that the uniformed officer who was, you know, initially arresting Gloria and Jeffrey for their part of it was like straight out of Central Casting. I need a really butch woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want someone who's been on the force for years. And was like, yeah, okay, that's stereotypical and funny to me.
Mm-hmm. And then Daniel, he's the one who sort of covered for it, right? And he went, no, they were in on it too with me. They're okay.
Yeah.
So it was just wrapped up in a nice little package. Mm-hmm. Except the end, when Deacon basically was like,
doesn't get away with selling the forgery, because the mafia guy said, this is a fake.
And he kind of had, like, a little freak-out moment, like, at the bar afterwards. They were at Indigo. So they must have met in the alleyway of Indigo. Mm-hmm. So he's with Amber, and he's like, just go back to Daniel. Mm-hmm. You know, be with the one you love. You know, I know you don't love me. And she's like, what's going on? And he's like, you don't understand. Like, this is,
it's bigger than you think.
Yeah. And so it was almost like,
it was a very redeeming moment for Deacon. So suddenly it was like, oh, look, Deacon has depth. He's not just this caricature of the guy in the shiny suit.
Totally. And he kind of said, he was like, this is not just about you.
Yeah.
You know, there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure we'll see that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think Deacon might be in trouble. And then he pulled out the picture of the kid that I think he and Amber raised together or something.
Yeah, well, he referred to him as his son.
Yeah.
And made a phone call saying, we have to move him. So, you know, someone's after the son, and Deacon's hiding him and changing his safe house every couple of days or whatever. So,
yeah,
Deacon's not going away. And, you know, I'm glad. I think that's good.
But then, right after that, Phyllis comes in.
Oh, that was sweet.
And
he's hitting on her hard.
She didn't really know what had been going on, but she was there for the Scooby-Doo reveal. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why didn't you tell me who Deacon Sharp was? And Daniel was like, you know, I didn't really want to bother you.
Yeah.
So then right after that, she goes to Indigo. Amber has left, and Deacon's there alone, drinking at the bar. Mm-hmm. And he looks over at Phyllis and is like, back to slimy
Mr.
old Deacon.
Mr. Sleazy lizard man.
Yeah. And he's like, can I buy you a drink? And she's like, no, I'm married. And he's just, like, all up in her
care.
Space.
So what?
Yeah. And, like, my husband is still,
I'm, like, taking notes going, okay.
Yeah. No.
This is how you, all right,
my
then.
Husband was still in the kitchen at that moment. And I was like, damn, Deacon needs to sleep with somebody. And he was like, you need to calm down. Because I was like, well, I just want Deacon's sweet manliness to, I don't know, be acknowledged.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, Phyllis, when she figured out he was
Found
Deacon,
out who he was.
She slapped him
hard. And slapped him hard as opposed to earlier when Victoria, as part of their ruse, pseudo-slapped Daniel.
Yeah.
And
it was like a kind of little slap.
Yeah, I mean, it was like not even a girl fight bitch slap. It was just like a little tap. And he's complaining later about how, you didn't have to hit me so hard. God, you are the
You know why?
Biggest.
Because he's a fancy pants little girly boy.
Yeah,
and that's about
clearly.
All he can handle.
Yeah, clearly.
Deacon can handle a slap.
That's right.
From
Deacon
Phyllis.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
But Daniel is just a big baby.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the Scoobies will be put to rest and
And the one thing, too, is that Daniel was, like, giving Amber a pretty hard time because she wasn't Deacon's side that whole time. Because she didn't know what was going on either.
Right, yeah, she was clueless.
That was the only smart thing Daniel's ever done, is not tell anybody.
Not to tell anybody, yeah.
He realized what morons his friends were.
Right, and that they wouldn't be helpful, and that they wouldn't be able to keep their mouths shut. And
so, but then, you know, after he gave her a hard time, and that whole time he's, like, you know, kind of bitching at Amber, you know, I thought, you know, you were with me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be like, go back and put some more eyeliner
on.
Why
would she be with you?
Yeah.
What redeeming quality are you bringing
exactly.
to the table?
What do you
She's
have?
She's got the cute little outfit. What have you got? You got a girly shirt.
He had a girly sweater on.
Yes.
So anyway, but I think, didn't they end up making out and everything's good?
Yeah.
Everything seems okay.
Right. Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts.
Mm-hmm. Done. End scene. Move on.
Right. Well, but Before we're done, Daniel did give the check to Kevin to bail Ryder out of jail. Oh, it's not over.
Why must you remind me?
Yeah, you know, someone still hasn't been punished for the murder of whoever it was, so.
That guy was insignificant.
Yeah,
Let's
I know.
Let's just forget about it.
Well, unfortunately.
Now we gotta talk about Ryder.
Yeah.
Well,
no, we don't. Not really.
Well, no, we don't have to. I'm just saying.
Oh, thank God. I was like, why? Wait a minute.
Now we're going to have to talk about him next
week. At some point, yeah. When he gets out of jail and goes to live with...
Vomit.
Where is he going to live?
Let's not even consider it right now. Let's just move on.
Okay, all right. So...
Harvest Festival!
Yay! They heard Lindsay's plea for the Harvest Festival, so
I was inspired.
Group.
I even baked an apple pie.
Did you really?
While watching YNR.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Two apple pies.
Nice.
And little mini individual apple pies, too. I baked several, I know. I was heavily inspired by the
Why
warmth.
Why am I not eating apple pie right now?
Because Thor ate it all. Sorry.
Thor, you suck.
But, yeah, so Mrs. Chancellor was there, Murphy was there, mm-hmm. Michael and
Murphy
Lauren.
Apparently kind of runs it, and this is his
like
big charity.
Like an Elk
Lodge
kind of thing,
for
yeah.
For his charities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Michael and Lauren and Fenn were there celebrating Fenn's birthday.
And I thought it was kind of sad that Fenn only seems to have one friend who is Summer.
Yeah.
Where were all his little fun his friends? Little fun.
Well, they don't exist in Genoa City. They're going to be a kindergarten class of two.
Yeah, I was a little sad, but, you know, whatever.
But maybe it's, you know, one of those situations
event.
Where you, yeah, it's a family event, and you get to, okay.
But
honey,
I kind of thought,
then where's invite Eden? your very best friend. You can have one friend go to the Harvest Festival with you. Make it be Summer so that we can have fun with Phyllis and Nick.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go as a foursome and, you know, have a
And there
lovely
was
time.
Kind of a question as to whether Nick was going to be there because
right
before that, he and Sharon had scattered the ashes of their...
Baby Doe.
Yes, Baby Doe. And up at the Abbott cabin, and then mm-hmm. he had just gotten back and he was mopey and...
Yeah. The thing that really bothered me about them going to the Abbott cabin to scatter the ashes...
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, scattering your baby's ashes...
Where it was conceived,
and then having...
Illegitimately.
And then having
the
little
floor.
Flashback moment of them on the floor. It was like... That just seemed...
In their Calvin Klein underwear.
That just seemed really distasteful to me, and not respectful of the dead, even though the ashes they...
You know
scattered
what I
were not the actual their actual baby.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a bit disrespectful as well that they couldn't stop talking about Cassie.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're talking about a completely separate individual
entity.
Here, and it just kept rolling back to Cassie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really did revolve around Cassie. But it kind of makes sense, though, since this baby never took a breath, and I do think that that's going to be important later, that...
I guess. We'll see.
You know. Yeah, we'll see.
But at the same time, it was kind of like they said their goodbyes, and it appears that they've both
moved on. That they've
moved on
and healed and all that. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, a week.
Well, until they find out that Faith is
actually
exactly. their baby. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, then everything will be in an uproar again.
Totally.
So when they get done with that, Nick goes and kind of mopes around, and Phyllis says, you know, if you don't want to go to the Harvest Festival with us, I get it. That's fine. If you need this time. She was really good about it. And he's like, no, I'll go. It's going to be stupid, though. I'm going to be real. And so he was kind of a mopey puss for about a third of it. And then finally, somebody slapped him upside the head and said, stop being
just
an asshole.
On.
Just go. Have fun.
And then they did have fun.
And then they did have fun, and they, you know.
I liked that Lauren and Phyllis were sort of having this moment about, like, they were talking about Michael and Nick, you know, just mm-hmm. talking about the boys. And Michael was, like, trying to do that game where you throw
the ball,
a ball
the
into the cup, and
yes.
he just couldn't do it. I like Michael. He's funny.
Yeah.
You know, when he gets his moments to be funny, he's
right.
funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he worked the whole carnival scene was pretty sweet with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the part where Nick and Michael come around the corner and they're so proud of themselves because they won prizes and had the little tiny stuffed animals to, you know, give to the girls mm-hmm. or to the kids or whatever. And And Phyllis and Lauren are standing there, and they have just won these ginormous stuffed cows yeah. that are bigger than they are.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, that's it was cute good. And funny.
It was.
Know. It was yeah. sweet.
So
while Nick was going to the Harvest Festival, Sharon went back to her new house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now that Colleen is dead... And she right. had taken over Brad's house.
Well, she inherited it
yeah.
from Brad. And now it...
It has no one to go to.
Yeah, her next of kin...
Is Jack, somehow.
Not no, her mom? No. Oh. It's Abby's house now.
Oh, it is Abby's. That's right. Oh,
which
totally.
Kind of doesn't make sense either, but...
Well, Abby's Brad's
adopted daughter.
Yeah. Okay. But she grew up thinking he was, you know...
Okay. So, yeah, I suppose that does make sense, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so then Jack said he was taking care of it for Abby, because right. she's not old she's, enough to
yeah, too young.
Live in the party mansion alone yet.
Right. Oh, God, wouldn't she love that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 14. I can live here by myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm home at the ranch all the time by myself.
Yeah,
my
I
creepy
know.
Uncle, so.
Seriously.
This is actually probably a little safer.
Man.
So.
It's but true.
Instead, Jack offers it to Sharon.
And she readily
says,
accepts.
Yeah, okay. And I just think that's creepy.
I thought it was creepy too.
Is clearly cursed.
You are going to live now in your dead ex-lover's house where his daughter has died in the same, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Haunting!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it was just like, wow, okay, you're braver than I am, but...
Yeah.
And then she went and asked Noah to move in with her.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be a family.
If I was Noah...
I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I
my stuff
suck
is
it.
At the ranch.
I have been moved around.
Right. How many times?
I mean, I'm a child who lived joint custody from house to house most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucked, you know, but it was
sure.
manageable.
Yeah.
What
but
Noah
it wasn't,
has
an,
gone
it wasn't
through,
a new location
no, exactly.
every week.
Including hotels.
Right.
Like, if I was
like
Noah.
You wouldn't have loved living at an athletic club.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know,
that kind of
like
would have rolled.
One.
But,
yeah.
you know, when you're a kid, it would be nice to have some stability.
Oh, sure.
The
yeah.
You know, so the kids don't have to make fun of your tramp mom. Who
right.
seems to have, like, 9,000 houses.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, she moves in, and then she kind of has spent the week... redecorating, and she's like...
She's nesting,
yeah. But she's happy now in this
yeah,
weird
she seemed
way.
Like she
and
was,
I like her better that way.
I like her better that way, too. And she seemed like she was getting settled, and she wasn't so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jack came over to check up on her, I was just like, if you two get back together,
mm-hmm.
that is not okay with me.
You know, I don't
I'm
really get it, because they have these
to
moments
them.
Where they, like, open up and share to each other.
Yeah.
And I just think...
No.
Do you remember? It hasn't even been a
right.
year
yeah.
when he pulled all that crap.
Yeah, lied to her.
And
Simon
then
sex
you,
fiend.
You know, said that the baby was his and it wasn't.
Because she had sex with him and Billy and Nick
oh,
all in the
so
same,
many things.
You know,
and I,
ovulation cycle.
I get that she has admitted, you know, yes, I've done some things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing just seems creepy and weird and, yeah. It's like they're supposed
it's
to be, like,
a,
best
yeah,
friends
yeah, it's not
now.
A friendship that should last. There mm-hmm. there are some exes that should mm-hmm. not be friends, and I think they fall
I think nobody should be friends with Jack, frankly, but... And Sharon cannot be friends with men.
No, not without doing them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's clear.
So...
Yeah. But she doesn't have any girlfriends.
Yeah, because Drusilla died.
Yeah, she doesn't have any
if
friends
if you were
at
a chick,
all.
Would you want to be friends with her? She'd sleep, like, with everyone you know. She's a skank.
Yeah, she is a bit of a skank.
I wouldn't want to be friends with her. She's mopey.
Yeah, she is mopey. And she's it's all about her.
It is all about her.
I want it to be about me at least part of the time.
Anyway.
So.
So yeah.
We vote Sharon the worst friend ever.
But, you know, in the same way, I thought I liked her a little bit better this week.
Yeah, she did seem to be coming around, and she did seem
because
to be not quite so... pathetic.
At the same time, talking about her being a skank, though, like,
yeah.
when she was in that nesting, Adam dropped by the house.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of towards the end of the week, but he dropped by the house.
I didn't really get why he was there.
No, because he was at Newman and
There was like Noah's homework.
Yeah, there was, that just seemed really, really...
Noah was gone for a week, and he had like a giant box of homework.
It's like, wow, that is a tough school you and go so, to.
And so, Victoria, like, she saw Adam at Newman, she was like, would you mind, or have you seen Nick? There's this homework. Yeah. Let's have the blind guy take it over. Right,
with his driver. Have his driver
bring it over. Yeah, I was kind of like, okay, that was a little thoughtless. Anyway, so then... he goes to Sharon's to drop off that homework, and he knocks it on the door. And she's like, oh, what's all that stuff? And he's like, oh, it's Noah's homework. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't go, oh, let me take it from you.
Right, no, no, no.
Ah, put it over there, right. Blind dude.
Yeah, go stumble until something knocks you into your knees.
Full of moving boxes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, she's not the best hostess.
They didn't think about that one. Anyway, yeah. So then they sort of had this moment on the couch where they were like...
best friends and...
because they had talked in the hospital before a little bit, you know? But it's at the same time, like, Adam is tormented because he wants to be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's a skank. But she wants to be better.
She wants to be better because she's, like, doing therapy still. Mm-hmm. She's sticking with it. So mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of a positive sign.
But they are so going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was clear. And I was sitting there going, no, but he's supposed to do it with Ashley and make Victor's life miserable. That's...
well, we know that's not going to happen because Victor's out.
Victor's out, so they're really setting up Adam against Nick, and it will freak Nick out
if
Adam hooks up with with Sharon.
Because Nick was a big old brat the whole week.
Oh,
he's always a brat.
But he was in fine form of being... I'm the boss of everything in the world.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
because Ashley talked to Victor and basically talked Victor into giving Adam a second chance, mm-hmm. which means a job at Newman.
Right.
And he tells Nick and Victoria, okay...
give him a job.
Give him a job. And Nick goes, okay...
you get to be junior vice president of nothing.
Well, he just goes, you get to be junior vice president. And Adam goes, well, can you just tell me exactly what does junior vice president mm-hmm. do? And Nick, in, like, the brattiest form, he goes, that means you do whatever I tell you to do.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, so...
what, are we 10?
Yeah, you're playing the you're my slave game.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, Adam just sort of was like, okay, I'll do it for mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to sleep with your bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I did like... yeah. There was a moment that he had with Victoria where he flat out said, look, Nick has a mm-hmm. bachelor's degree from... Genoa City College, you don't even have that much. I've got a master's degree in business from Harvard. So you
second
really...
in his class.
Right, second yeah. in his class. Do you really think that, you know, I don't know as much as you about business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, here, that's right.
You know, for as many miserable things that Adam has done, it's like... there's nothing that makes me want Adam to see succeed more than Nick treating
Nick
him
being
like crap.
Nick being such a turd.
Yeah. So
once again, Nick does not earn our respect.
But at the same time, he also saved the day. Adam did.
Right, Adam did.
Because right before he had been given the official job, he was on the phone at the ranch with some other company.
Yeah.
And... I guess what had happened is there, I don't know, some sort of business deal needed to happen at that exact moment.
Right.
Nobody's there to handle it. Right. Adam will take care of it.
Yes. Adam stepped up.
But then Victoria walked in and was like, what were you doing? You don't have
authority. You're not authorized. Yeah, she was, I think she was equally pissy with Adam.
And she had like a matronly like hairdo, like a Victorian bun the whole week.
Yeah, it was just like... yeah.
Hit us over the head a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. It was not a good look for her at all.
No, it made her look really old and
dowdy.
Yeah. There you go. Covered it. So.
But she has a lot on her plate.
She does have a lot on her plate, but I don't care.
It doesn't mean that she can be quite so preposterously rude.
Yeah. I don't know. So I, in a way, I'm on Adam's side.
Yeah, this week it was kind of like, well, maybe he can turn over a new leaf. And if the new rivalry, you know, if Victor is out, so the Jack-Victor rivalry is done, what better than to go back to the classic of brother against brother?
And I think that Jack-Victor thing really is out, despite the fact that Victor hasn't officially kicked the bucket.
No, but he may as well be dead.
But both Ashley and Sharon sort of gave Jack this talk. Like, you know what? It's over.
Yeah.
It really is
We're done now.
everybody's done. Mm-hmm. And I think Jack, like, really got the message, and knowing that Victor is not going to be around much longer.
Yeah.
It really is pretty much, it's over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the Adam-Nick thing, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So, and Adam is much more like Victor mm-hmm. than Nick is.
Oh,
Nick's
yeah.
a tool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
so.
He is. So whether or not, how they're going to make it as mm-hmm. compelling a rivalry will be interesting, but
yeah.
we'll see.
And I guess just on a side note, with Victoria, we could talk about mm-hmm. JT.
Right.
Who has been in the shadows. He's, like, he's just not a priority to her, no mm-hmm. matter how much she tries to pretend.
Yeah. Well, she takes him for granted. I mean, clearly.
And he's just set up with it.
Yeah, and enough that he floated, you know, some offers and said, I'm available to go do mm-hmm. real work.
Yeah.
And got an offer from somewhere in New York, I guess. Mm-hmm. New York City.
Some sort of security job thing.
Yeah, right. Which, you know, to me, it's just kind of like, well, all right, you got this great job offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you two should sit down and talk about it as a family. And,
yeah.
But, you know, now really is not a good time for her to leave Newman.
I thought that too.
He's being a little bit selfish and a little bit
wanting her to just sort of like, because she goes, well, how is that going to work if you're going to be working in New York and I'm here? And he goes, well, no, I want you and Reed.
He just kind of he took it for granted.
Let's all move to New York.
He's
a man.
This will be better for all of us. I'm like, you know, for you to take this. Who knows what kind of a job, how high paying.
And what, you know, just she's supposed to give up what she likes to do.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I thought
it was not a good idea.
No, it was not. But then she got called into a crisis and said, you know what, we'll talk about this later. And
mm-hmm.
he took that as, I never want to see you again,
mm-hmm.
and stormed off on his own.
But if he leaves to take a job and she mm-hmm. stays, then what's the deal with the kid? You know, like, I thought that was like, at the same time, the one thing that he loved, mm-hmm. he loved Reed. And she's a mom. She's not going to give up her son.
Well, maybe the, you know, that's their next storyline is a big custody battle.
I guess.
And who's a better parent. And
not that we've seen Reed in.
Ever.
Yeah. Since he was
a baby.
A fake baby rolled up in a blanket.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We never have seen, really,
They've never had an actor for him, as far as I can recall.
Yeah.
So, and now that Summer and Fenn have been aged up,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can be the cute little toddler on the witness stand saying, I want to live with Grandpa. Well, you can't. Your grandpa just died of heart failure.
You can live in the party mansion.
That's right. There you go. Go live in Abby's house of delight.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Where do we go from there?
Well,
it's like a lot of little things. A
lot
happened.
Of little things. Little tiny threads. Well, we talked about Jack a little bit just now, so let's talk about Jack. Jack decided that he needed to go and see
Patty,
because he didn't believe that Patty really was as crazy as everyone mm-hmm. says.
Paul went to see Patty,
mm-hmm.
and so we just had like one or two scenes with him and Patty, and she's in...
And she's nuts. She's regressed back.
She thinks it's like 1982.
Yeah.
And she thinks...
And that she's about
like
to
get...
It's
like her honeymoon or something?
Yeah, either just got married or is about to get married mm-hmm. to Jack.
I mean, and she really just completely doesn't...
Yeah,
She's out of touch.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
And so Paul is distressed. He goes back and sort of relays this information, and Jack thinks she's playing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to visit her. And he gets the message.
Yeah, that she really
she's
isn't.
Insane.
Yeah. She's not there anymore.
Yeah. Because she said something to Jack like, I thought our honeymoon would be somewhere warm, you know, tropical. Yeah.
Right. This is not a very nice resort, Jack. This padded cell that I'm in.
I'm all alone.
Right. By myself.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. So... At least in her mind where she is, she could make it a much nicer place, you know?
I guess.
A little delusion wouldn't hurt her.
And so that same day, when we're sort of all acknowledging Patty really is truly insane,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor kind of goes, we don't know how long, this could be forever,
yeah.
really,
or
at
tomorrow.
This point. Yeah. And we see somebody reading the newspaper about Patty being
case.
Insane.
Right.
And Who was this person?
Well,
it's a Patty lookalike.
It's a Patty lookalike. It's brown haired Patty, right? It's the same actress.
It looks just like Mary Jane Benson, basically.
Except short hair.
Oh, was it short? Cute. I thought it was tied back. Never mind.
Oh, no, it looked to me like it was a cute little short haircut.
Okay.
And she's just shaking her head saying, "Oh, what have you done?"
Yeah, she said, "Oh, Patty." Yeah. You know, so she knows who she is.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
I'm excited about it, actually, because I really like that actress. I think she's good, and she's...
I did one of those, like,
oh, me too. I almost texted you. Like, no, I'll let her
because
discover
it for
herself.
It was such a short, tiny little moment, though. Yeah, I thought, for sure they'll follow this up, and then, of course, they don't.
They didn't, yeah. But it was, it was like a minute or less that we got to see the mystery woman.
And so, maybe Patty is out, and because everybody loved the actress.
Yeah. Right, you know. And maybe they're just gonna...
But I read something about how Maria Bell, one of the head writers or whatever, she said something about how people really liked Patty, and she hasn't... She's not so evil that people can't see the good side
off.
Of her.
Yeah.
And so that, like, the possibility of redemption is definitely, like, an option in the future. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah. Well, maybe she's the woman who... Patty's reconstructive surgery was based on, you know.
I guess.
You need a new face? Let's make her look like this lady.
But who maybe already knows you?
Maybe she knows Victor. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know. I'm not sure what to think
about.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different ways that it could go.
Yeah. But should we talk about Mary Jo Mason?
Yeah, let's talk about Mary Jo Mason.
So, as I'm flipping through the Young and the Restless cookbook...
Which is our fabulous prize for our contest.
Yes, our prize for our contest. You know, they have all these little pull-outs about ex-characters with, you know, or things that have happened in the past. And there was this thing... Should I read a little bit of it?
Yeah, read a little bit.
So I have it right here bookmarked. And I just happened to notice it. And granted, it's like an older book, but it had this... kind of profile on Mary Jo Mason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see the picture. It's not the same actress or anything.
No.
But, and it says, she was also on the verge of marrying Jack Abbott. Blah, blah, blah. She shot Victor, and there it was a mystery because Cricket, Christine Blair, she saw Victor get shot by somebody, but they couldn't identify the person. And then finally, like, you know, whatever. Mystery solved. It turned out it was Mary Jo Mason. And Paul Williams was the one who cracked the case. And after everything happened, it says Mary Jo was committed to a mental institution.
Which just sounds like a strange coincidence.
It's just
to
too
me.
Coincidental to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it may be that we're just reaching and, you know... Eventually, sooner or later, all storylines have to kind of...
I have a hard time believing that the writers
repeated.
Would...
But this is... It's still fairly... I mean...
Mary Jo Mason.
Mary Jo Benson. Yeah. Shooting
gonna
Victor.
Marry Jack. Yeah.
Winding up in
all
insane
the stuff.
Asylum. All of it is, just seems like one or two things would be a coincidence. This many is
You'd
pattern.
Think there'd be a writer or an
Someone
actor
who would step
on the show
up
and go,
say,
wait a minute, we've already done this
we've done
before.
This before, yeah. Wouldn't that be a great job?
Yes.
I would love that job.
I could have that job.
Yeah, the storyline checker.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that there's someone on the show Lost who their whole job is to track guns. And who has a gun and where did they get that gun and where did the gun come from? And they can track every single gun on that show and where it came from.
Lost has a little bit more... I don't know the word. It's a little bit more specific.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it hasn't been on as long. But,
yeah,
you know, just to know that there is someone who's, that's their whole job, is tracking, you know, where the guns come from, gives me hope that someday I can be the one in the writer's room to say, no, you did that already. Remember when Daniel stole the painting and, and everyone hated it?
Remember when everybody vomited in unison across the world?
Right.
We don't want that to happen
Let's not do that again. Have them steal a sculpture this time.
Not by the Nazis, though.
No, Nazi art.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. So we have some Patty mysteries going on.
Yeah,
here.
Patty's gonna definitely, if not her, then at least that actress who we all really appreciate. So.
But I heard something about how Kitty's not out of it either.
Oh, sweet.
Because Kitty was, or Kitty, whatever. And there's a, if you go to the CBS, like the YNR page where you watch the videos, they have the story of Kitty.
Nice.
And somebody even put that as a comment on her blog that you have to watch it, and it's pretty hilarious. It is like the story of Kitty's rise to fame.
Oh my gosh, that is so great.
So everybody should go watch that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
Okay.
What now?
So, well, why don't we go on to the latest happenings at the Abbott Mansion, or the Abbott Cabin, when, you know, to me, it just seems like...
A heated game of Scrabble.
Yeah. If all of this drama had happened, I wouldn't go to the family cabin anytime soon. And yet,
for sex.
Yeah, we've got Nick and Sharon going up, scattering ashes, and reliving their sex moment.
Because basically what happened is
they
Billy...
They got tired of the trailer, I think.
Yeah, I guess. I probably would
Billy's
too.
Attention span is about 5 minutes.
Billy
so
and Mac went
up
there to have, like...
Sex.
Yeah, sex. Some sort of weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Chloe and Chance also had the same more virgined idea.
Right. More chaste.
Some heavy petting, Chance. Maybe.
Yeah.
And, so.
Everybody had a picnic.
And basically it was like, no, you get out. No, you get out. No, you get out.
Well, you get out, you're not an Abbott anymore. And Chloe says, whoa, yeah, about that. Never really signed those papers. Mm-hmm. Which led to a great big...
It was like they ended up...
Bitchy fight. It wasn't even a fight. And, you know, I was so irritated with...
Nobody would leave. Nobody would take the high road
and just go,
you know what? I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Right, yeah.
There's a million other places to have heavy petting.
Right, well, and I think there were a couple moments when I thought that Chance and Mac were going to leave together.
Oh, I thought that, too.
And say, you two just stay here and have the sex with each other. Because clearly that's what you both want.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of here.
I can understand Chance, because I feel like he's made it pretty clear that he likes Chloe,
but he has standards.
He does have standards. What is the deal with Mac? Like,
Mac is
her self-esteem
sliding.
Must be in the crapper.
Yeah.
Because
there's just no excuse for her behavior.
No, just know? Like being Billy's little doormat is lame.
Yeah, well, and the fact that I kept waiting for her to stand up and say... You know what? This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
She just sits there.
And she just sat there watching them bicker. And, you know, Billy with his, you know, oh, I'm going to clench my jaw and I'm going to raise a fist and, you know, all this. Oh, it was just bad acting. I couldn't bear it.
The way they decided to...
To
settle the dispute was to play Scrabble.
Good old-fashioned
Team Scrabble.
Game of Scrabble.
And whoever won
got to stay. And the other team had to leave.
It was the lamest game of Scrabble, and yet I was laughing kind of the whole time.
Yeah, it was kind of...
It was a campy moment.
Yeah, it was a campy moment, because one of the words was divorce, and one of the words was leave, and...
And so Billy put sex... And he said something about, he goes, I don't know, like, we know this is the reason you two are at this cabin.
Oh, that's right, because that's when Chance got to stand up and say, I've never had sex.
But, and it was even stupider because,
more stupid, sorry.
because right after Billy put sex and he's all, that was a good one. It was like he wanted to high-five one of his frat buddies
right when he did that.
I got sex on Scrabble.
Then Chance wanted no part of it
immediately,
because it's not Puritan enough for him.
Who must have every Scrabble tile in the world, he just puts virgin. Like, that's his next move?
Yeah, no one has ever gotten virgin in Scrabble ever. In the history of Scrabble,
and
ever.
And Billy just sort of was, like, laughing, like, funny. And... Eventually sort of figured out from the awkward looks from Chloe and Mackenzie...
That Chance is Captain Virgin.
Captain Virgin with a cape, yeah.
Yeah.
And Billy just sort of was like, no way. I think kind of the reaction we probably all had
right.
in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Chance was like, yeah. And he kind of rocked the virgin thing there for a couple minutes.
Yeah. Virgin and proud of it.
And... But Billy goes, well, this is the first one you're going to be with, when he pointed at Chloe, he goes, you got a good teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, you just called Chloe slut.
I don't appreciate that. No, I thought it was kind of a compliment.
That she's good in bed?
Yeah, that she's good in bed, and that if you're going to have someone teach you how to have sex, that she'd be a good teacher.
I thought it was kind of like, he was saying she'd been around, so that's why she was a good teacher.
Well, okay. Yeah, there's that too.
But, like, at that point, when he made that comment...
Mm-hmm. Chance was pissed.
And if I was Mackenzie right there, that's when I would have left. I would have thrown my arm against that Scrabble board. I would have been like, this is over!
Yeah.
And it was over.
Yeah,
Chance and Chloe just took off. It was amusing, but...
Well, and I'm pretty sure that Billy then didn't get any from Mac.
I bet he did, because she's such a doormat. Because she's a doormat?
Yeah. I hope not.
I'm not a virgin. Anyway.
Or much of anything else.
Yeah, it was lame. But, and, you know, the idea is right there, like, Billy and Chloe, there's, you know, they're gonna, I guess, get together. I don't know. Whatever connection they have, it is not done.
No, it's not. It's not done. And Chance and Mac are related, right?
I don't think so, because remember Chloe was trying to get them together? Let's put this together here. Okay. Mackenzie is Catherine's... Brock's
daughter. Catherine's granddaughter.
Uh-huh. With Brock and this woman who lives in a homeless shelter.
Okay.
And Chance is Nina and Philip.
Yeah. But Philip is Jill and Philip Sr.
So don't they sort of have to be related?
They're not directly related.
Well, if they both eventually go back to Catherine.
Yeah, they do. Like, because,
third cousins or something like that? Right.
So they're far enough away cousins that legally they can get married, but it's still creepy. And they live in the same house. So they can't get together.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. I'm glad we worked that out. Without needing to actually draw a chart.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
No, I think, I do think that Billy and Chloe are gonna, something's gonna keep going with them. Mm-hmm. But I also think that Chloe's gonna be the one to deflower Chance.
I hope so.
I hope so too. Good for him. He's a lucky man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of sex with your relative. Let's talk about Devon.
Yeah, then there's Devon and Roxanne. Poor Roxanne.
Roxanne got some screen time. I thought she was gone for good.
Yeah, I was glad to see her. And she was, I think, just as good and feisty, and I hope that they keep her.
I do, too. She's good at what she does. Mm-hmm. Basically, she was at Indigo. Mm-hmm. She wanted to just give a card to Devon to give to Lily.
Right.
Because that glittering halo above her head is not yet gone.
Well, and God forbid she put it in the mail. I mean, really.
I think she said she wasn't sure where Lily was staying or something, didn't she?
I didn't hear that part. But...
Oh, I don't. Maybe I just made it up.
Yeah. But that seems lame enough to be true. So, yeah, let's go with that.
I don't know. Either way... I think she didn't want to be intrusive or anything and give it directly to Lily.
Right.
Again, glittering halo.
Yeah, which is very considerate of the chemo patient.
Yeah.
Desperate for anyone else to visit her. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know that, so, because they're not close friends. They're, you know, she's just your brother's girlfriend.
And they should have been better friends, quite frankly, since they're both goody-two-shoes.
Mm-hmm. But. Well, and maybe that's where this will go, is that they can become... Colleen's gone, and she needs a... Lily needs a new best friend to stroke
to
faces
stroke hands and stuff.
Yeah. poor Lily.
Lily's alone. No. Devon and Roxanne just sort of had a talk at Indigo, and he apologized up and down again. He said, you know, I've been calling you and I've been emailing you, which I appreciated that they put that in because I was kind of like, you slept with your aunt, she dumped you, or Roxanne dumped you, and so it's over? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not even
trying
to get her
back?
You're not
even going to try,
But so he has been.
Mm-hmm. And she has been, rightfully so, saying, you know what? You had your chance and you blew it.
Yeah.
The end.
So. Go screw your aunt.
So, they're looked like they were kind of making inroads to, well, maybe they can be... friends and exes too, but I hope not. I don't know. Devon doesn't deserve to have Roxanne as a friend.
I did want
to
tell
he's
you.
Kind of a pig.
I read something that I thought was, you know, something you might care about because you said you weren't really into Devon because he's an actor who uses only his first name.
I did read. I think I read the same thing. Yeah,
there's a reason. Because he was like he had one last name, but he was taking his stepfather's last name or maybe grandfather's or something. He was sort of in like a name limbo when he got hired.
Right.
So he didn't want to switch from one to the other. He just shot for one namer, which I know, but.
Yeah, that could have been cleared up a long time. And, you know, if you're an actor, and all of these actors are in the Equity Union, so you have to register your name as "this is my name." He could have worked all of these things out and not
gone... You would know more about this than I would.
Yeah, not gone the mononame route. So, yeah.
He could have made up a last name.
He could have made
up. Stud.
Or a middle name, or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Okay.
You know, okay.
I was trying to give him a little
big,
bit for you.
Yeah, and I did... I read the same thing, and I think in the soap opera digest that you gave me to do background
Gotta do your homework.
Research. Yeah. And my daughter saw them on the coffee table, and she's like, "No, you are not subscribing to this now, are you?" I said, "No, I'm not."
I have to admit, I used to be a little embarrassed when I bought them. Like, I would only buy them with a full load of groceries and kind of shove it under things.
Yeah.
And now it's like I'm in there after the
Shopping
gym, like
down.
A water bottle and a soap opera digest, you know? Or
own it.
Yeah, I do. I do own it. And
that's
the best
good.
Part was the other day I was flipping through one. And I was thinking, oh, have I bought this one yet?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this dude right behind me flipping through one, too. All
right.
And I almost gave him our card. And then I was like, oh, no, because he was looking at ABC soaps.
Oh, well.
And I went, well, he doesn't watch what we watch.
That,
but
yeah.
I was like, good for you.
That's right.
Because I'm sure it's even tougher for a man to
flip
through a soap opera magazine in the aisle of the...
He was probably trying to pick you up and show...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You've been married too long. Yeah. No, during this cold and flu season, I've been prompting a lot of people who are homesick and, you know, bemoaning the lack of decent daytime TV. I'm like, you got to start watching Y&R and listen to our blog. Duh.
Come
what else
on.
Do you think I'm going to say to you?
Yeah. Cold winter months.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway. I think that kind of wraps it up, doesn't it?
I think it does. Yeah, there was no, like, huge cliffhanger at the end of the week or anything. Other than, like, Victor's had a few, you know, like, heart
episodes.
Problems.
Yeah,
episodes. But the fact is, like, you know,
he's still
the shocker's already been out. We know
he's
only got a
he's
few
gone.
More weeks.
Yeah.
And, that's
kind of
Which
still
it.
Blows. It's not okay.
It does. But, you know, I would say, when I read those comments... There are people, every other comment is, you guys don't know what you're doing, why are you getting rid of Victor? Like, he's an important part of the show, and for him
Hopefully
to go out like this.
Hopefully they'll pay attention to it and miraculously
But how will they
across.
Bring him back?
I don't know.
Evil twin.
Evil twin. his name is Victor.
That was so lame. anyway.
All right.
Okay, so we had a lot of people enter the contest, and I loved hearing things people had to say.
Yeah.
And I actually even left them up right now. Like, one person had said something about, I think it was Rhonda, had said, Emmy nominations 2010, Best Actor, Kitty, Kitty. No, Best
Kitty.
Actor, Kitty. Best Supporting Actor, Kitty
Kitty.
Kitty
Kitty.
That was
right.
a good one.
That was pretty funny.
I liked how everybody had to work it in.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. So we put everybody's name randomly in a hat, and Amanda drew. I watched very closely.
Yes, it was monitored by one.
And so, Sky from Port Barre, Louisiana, you have won your very own copy of Cooking with the Young and the Restless.
Hooray, we know you're thrilled.
Yes.
But
so,
really, thanks to everyone who bothered to leave a comment and
was fun.
Participate.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Feel free to go back and check, you know, because I try to respond every couple days to people's comments, too.
Yeah.
So, Sky, email us.
Yeah.
It's on the page. And then we'll get your address and send you your book.
Yeah.
And I think we can do more contests in the future, for sure.
I think so, yeah.
We had a hard time coming up with what the prize should be.
Right, yeah. Now we have to look for something even more, some kind of more obscure YNR memorabilia.
A lock of Victor's mustache.
There you go. Oh, God. That would be funny.
I put something on our Twitter page the other day. I think when I heard that Victor was on his way out, and I said we should all wear mustaches and have a Victor Newman parade.
Yes.
And I have never had so many responses on Twitter. It was like all of a sudden everybody was like, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard.
Yes. That would get their attention.
Yeah. Anyway. So feel free to leave more comments on our blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, and we will be back in a couple weeks.
All right.
See you later.